WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Newport Music Festival here on WCRI. I am Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director. And Pamela, happy Martin Luther King Day weekend.
Absolutely.
It's a holiday weekend for a lot of people, and having a day off tomorrow, so that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And speaking of good things, tonight's show is going to be interesting in that we're announcing one of the first events of the new season, right?
Absolutely. It may feel like winter a little bit right now, but we are, of course, ramping up for summer 2020, our 52nd season. And it's very exciting. We've been talking about Beethoven this winter a little bit. Of course, it's Beethoven's 250th anniversary, so that'll be a big part of what we're doing. But we're building themes around that, so every single concert will have an essence or a flavor or a scent of Beethoven. But of course, it's really all about the artists and their performances. So tonight, we are starting the series leading up to the summer. Tickets go on sale at the beginning of February for the general public.
So just a couple weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So just a ramp up to that and, you know, a little taste of what people will be getting tonight.
A teaser, as they say.
Exactly right. Exactly. So tonight, we're going to start with one of the most exciting artists who will be coming to the festival this summer. His name is Charlie Albright, and for those listeners who've experienced them, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Charlie is truly a phenomenon, not only as a performer, as an individual, as a colleague, as a person. I've had the great pleasure to get to know him a little bit. If I tell you that he has degrees both from New England Conservatory and from Harvard University, I
wow.
think that says something. And
that's an interesting combination.
Under the age of 30. Incredible. You know, has played with Josh Bell, has played with Yo-Yo Ma, has taken the stage. And, you know, he's just considered one of the most gifted musicians of his generation. And I think it's interesting when you talk about musicians. You know, there are a lot of very skilled pianists in the world. But Charlie, because of his profound intellect, has the ability to do something that you don't see a lot of in the classical music world, which is improvise. He comes to Newport. This is the third season we'll have him. I'm so excited because he's built such a following. And every time he does some kind of improvisation on the spot. And this year, being a Beethoven year, he's actually creating an improvisation that he will do on the spot based on Beethoven's Für Elise. Many of us played that when we were studying piano. And again, his ability to adapt intellectually and musically and artistically to the moment is just remarkable. And we are very, very fortunate. We have a generous patron and board member, Marilyn Wilhujian, who is going to be sponsoring this concert, and we would not be able to do it without her. So Marilyn, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for your dedication to this festival and for your many years of support. We wouldn't be here without you.
Without people like her.
Yeah, she is, and what a wonderful person, honestly.
Well, there you go.
One of the most lovely, funny, generous people you'll ever get to meet. So again, this is going to be quite a concert and quite an experience. So Charlie will start this concert with Beethoven. And he and I were discussing this, and there's a wonderful piece that I think people might not have been exposed to. It's Beethoven's 32 Variations on an Original Theme in C minor. Woo! You know, let's see. Mozart has his Kirchhoff numbers, and Beethoven has his Woo number, so it's Woo 80. And it was written in 1806 during his middle period. So Beethoven's years are 1770 to 1827. And so you can see it's really smack in the middle of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about this middle period is we think of, I think, almost the traditional Beethoven, the Fifth Symphony and all that heroic stuff. And that's what he wrote in this period. But he also started experimenting with a lot of things. And this particular piece is very much, you know, an experiment. Again, a theme and lots of variations. It's difficult pianistically, and of course that you need a maestro like Charlie to play it. So I think I've talked enough, and we should probably just get right into it. So here is the incredible pianist Rado Lupo playing Beethoven's 32 Variations on an Original Theme in C minor.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
music that you'll hear on the Newport Music Festival this summer. And the summer is closer than it might seem.
I know. I'm happy for that. Yeah. It's just cold snap.
It's just 4 or 5 months away. I mean, that's bearable. But we were talking about Charlie Albright and him coming to Newport. And it's a major event. And tickets will be going on sale in a couple weeks. Not on sale yet.
Right.
But check out the website.
Not yet. Not it's not all loaded yet. It will be loaded and give us about a week. It'll be loaded about a week.
Okay, but I mean, they can go there.
Absolutely.
When they need to get
right,
them.
Right, exactly.
And if somebody wants to donate, they can go to the website
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And as you know, we're continuing our capital campaign that is our match with the McBean Charitable Trust. So we are very, very grateful for that.
Excellent. All right. Well, we've got a lot of music to play. Let's get back to it.
Sure. So we're talking about Charlie Albright, this incredible pianist. I hope some of our listeners heard him last summer at Blythewald, where people wouldn't let him get away. He had to play 3 encores. And the same thing happened the year before when he played for the first time at the Breakers. So we're thrilled he's coming back. Again, this first half of his program is dedicated to Beethoven. The second half's a little different. We'll talk about that in a minute. So to conclude the first half of his program, I asked Charlie to play one of the great piano sonatas. And as many of our listeners know, one of the things that Beethoven did throughout his life is write piano sonatas. Even in his early classical period, if you listen to the early opus numbers or his Wu numbers, they are really based on classical forms. In the middle period, you know, there's the Appassionata and the Pathetique and the things that were kind of associate with Beethoven. The last three of his piano sonatas, opus numbers 109, 110, 111, he really broke with tradition. He was deaf at this time. They were written between 1820 and 1822. So he had returned to Vienna, and, you know, people say that he really retreated. He became a recluse. And you can look at it one of two ways. Did he become a genius because he couldn't communicate with the outside world? He was deaf and couldn't hear his own music? Or was he such a genius that this would have happened anyway?
Right,
we'll never
right.
know. But what's really remarkable, we heard Opus 109 last year played by the phenomenal prize-winning pianist Chan Yung-shin, who is also coming back this year. I am thrilled to say we have all these great pianists for this Beethoven year. So there's 109 that you hear quite a deal or quite a bit in the repertoire when you go to concerts. It's sort of his last piece that sticks with tonality. Opus 111, his very last one, you hear very seldom. At Beethoven's time, people had thought he had gone mad because it's so challenging harmonically. It really is a precursor to, you know, classical music after that. 110 is sort of a bridge between these two. It's so challenging pianistically. Very few people even want, you know, when I talk to pianists, they're like, oh, no, I'm not touching that one.
Let me do chopsticks.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And on top of that, to have a great interpretation, because only the great pianists really touch the piece. So to be able to put an artistic, you know, your own artistic twist on it yourself is, you know, of course, another great feat. So Charlie's up for the challenge, of course. So he's going to be playing this. So the piece is really in three big movements. Because we don't have enough time for everything, we're going to hear the first movement, which is a sort of a moderato cantabile, molto espressivo. So, you know, lots of expression. But cantabile means sort of with a sung melody. And then we're actually going to hear... it's sort of the last half of the second movement. There's a break between the adagio and the allegro. So we're going to go from the moderato at the beginning, take a little break, and then go to the allegro at the end. And I think it will give people a sense of the arc of the piece. We may have to play it in its entirety in a future program because it's such a glorious piece. But I want people to hear this very different from the piece we just heard, which is sort of very traditional, still, you know, very experimental, but this is leaves time and place. So we'll hear this played by the great pianist Claudio Arau.
We will do that. Listen to both of them, one right after the other, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival, is here. I'm Mike Maino, and we're listening to some great music that will be presented this summer in the new season, which is going to be going on sale in just a couple weeks. And Pamela, a lot of music tonight. We want to get back to it. I know you want to play as much as possible. But we also want to thank people for contributing,
absolutely. So this concert is sponsored by the wonderful Marilyn Wilhojian. Marilyn, thank you so much for everything you do. We wouldn't be here without you, and we certainly wouldn't be able to do this concert without you. Presenting Charlie Albright on Saturday, July 11th at the festival this summer. So the second half of this program will be Chopin Etudes, Opus 25. I'm sure we have a lot of Chopin lovers out there. Charlie has recorded these, and we're actually going to hear his own recording, so people will get a real taste of how Charlie plays these. They're extremely virtuosic, as everything Charlie plays. Why would he play something easy, given who he is? And these pieces were obviously very important. Chopin lived at the same time as Beethoven did. He lived, of course, a very short life, from 1810 to 1849. And in some ways, of course, he was influenced by Beethoven. Everyone was. But Chopin really had his own sound. And the etudes are, we could go on forever and do a whole program about them, you know, harmonically related. But what they really are is an exercise in all of the techniques that a great pianist has to have. We're going to hear the first four. I know everybody wants to hear them. So the etude in A flat major, the etude in F minor, the etude in F major, and then the etude in A minor. Unfortunately, we only have time for four of them. So we'll get to that. Again, Marilyn, thank you for everything you do. And everyone, I hope everyone comes to hear Charlie Albright, because you will not want to miss this.
All right. We'll see you all next time right here with the Newport Music Festival. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.